In today's episode, we give out some tough love advice. We discuss how to quit smoking, confronting friends with their imaginary boyfriends, and why you should just confess your crush today. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, which is something that I actually really love that I'm so excited to have as the sponsor for today's episode. It's GoCamp17.com. It's best camp ever. Now, you may have heard of it, you may not have heard of it, but Bethany Moda and I, she's another YouTuber, are hosting a summer camp this summer. It's in August. If you want to find out all the details, go to GoCamp17.com. It's basically a summer camp for ages 10 to 17, boys and girls. You can come to Connecticut and hang out with us for the week. There's a whole bunch of activities, a whole bunch of crafts, a whole bunch of like fun things that are going to be going down. And it's an opportunity for you to basically unplug for the week, come hang out, meet your faves, meet some people from the internet, and I guess just like have the best time of your lives, to put it bluntly. So if you want to learn more about it, gocamp17.com. It's going to be Bethany and I hanging out with you guys for a week. Doesn't that sound incredible? I think so. So go register, gocamp17.com. Spaces are limited, so you want to register ASAP before, you know, all the spots are taken. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. Hey, Corey.
Do you ever think we need like a little theme song to like bring us in?
Bring it to
Wait,
me. Give
actually,
it to me.
I just realized like the episodes do have that
they do.
Like music, but we don't get to hear
it. It's like
it.
Ukulele shit.
Yeah, but we don't get to hear it. So a lot of times we're like,
okay. Oh, wow.
I didn't know you played.
I feel bad that they have to hear that.
The tongue banjo.
Thank you. That's what they call it. Me in the bedroom.
A tongue banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be a tongue banjo or a tongue bandit?
Bandit. Taking everyone's tongues.
Yeah.
Wearing a necklace of tongues.
Yes.
How do you feel about those people that have... I once met somebody whose tongue was attached all the way to the tip. Like... Yeah, I couldn't even stick it out.
I mean, I guess I don't hate anybody for, like, a physical thing they couldn't choose themselves. How do you feel about it? We know how you
Same.
Feel about
it. I also don't judge them.
Speaking of not judge... Well, my mic's, like,
You were
all
just
over the place.
Going
God,
through it
we're
over
a
there.
Mess this morning.
Well,
I think
yourself.
Since we're messes, we should give some advice.
From some messes to other messes.
From one mess to another mess.
I like the advice episodes because I feel like it not only helps some people out there, but it might help us figure out some things on our own. Hmm. We're no experts.
This is like a little therapy sesh for us.
Right.
You're figuring out how much you like those tongues.
Yeah. I mean, was that the first question?
Yeah.
About tongues
Dear,
attached to
It comes
to the
from a really cute guy. His name's Corey. Cool.
What?
And he wants to know how you feel about
Anyway, okay. So tongues. If you want to submit a question for any future advice episodes, how can they do that, Corey?
They can log into email and shoot us an email titled... at psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I will tell you, like, put your little subject in the subject box of the email.
Ooh, yeah, that is a good way for us to really help find your question.
If we get a lot.
Question, make sure that the subject sums
jumps
it up
out
in six words.
And gets our, like, brains a ticking.
Right.
Or whatever.
If you sum it up in six words in the subject, there's so much more of a chance of us actually going to pick it.
Speaking of someone who used an excellent title to get our attention.
What's the title?
Ask Corey and Tyler with my name spelled wrong.
Oh, so there you have it. Don't do that in your title of
no,
your question.
I mean, this is the only one I'm opening. This person says that they hope we are both well.
Thank you.
He says, I'm 38 and have been married to a girl before, but I think I'm bi. The thing is, I don't think I could have sex with a guy. Is this normal? Corey, maybe you could teach me a few things, winky face.
Oh, my God.
You're cute. Would you ever date a fan?
Whoa, this took a turn. So to answer the initial question, you think you're bi, but you don't want to have sex with a male.
I think, yeah, that's kind of what it said. It sounds like they're nervous, too.
That's fine. You can definitely have physical attraction to a certain gender, but not be sexually attracted or want to engage in sexual behaviors with somebody. That's totally normal. There's different ways that you can identify, romantically and sexually. You can be, you know, bisexual, but still be maybe aromantic or asexual. I don't, like, there are tons of ways that you can identify.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't put yourself in a box, just because society has check marks for how to identify and it's two things. You know what I mean? Like, you can figure that out on your own. So. as far as what were the other parts of the question?
If I was willing to help out.
Oh my God. Well, Corey, that's a question.
Well,
for you.
You know, I think at this time in my life, I'm probably not gonna help out.
Wow.
But I mean, I could link you to some good porn.
That's help.
Actually, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. I guess I'll link you to some of my faves. Maybe you can pick up some pointers there.
Do you have
faves?
Do you
yes.
log in into XTube or anything and not push
really
the favorite
like
button?
XTube.
Do you rate videos? Do you comment?
No, but I do like reading the comments.
I love
sometimes.
Porn comments. They're great.
You want to move along or you want to like give us your best porn comment?
No. Well, once I did a video with Dan, and it was,
freaky.
No. It was us what were we doing? We were like trying to find porn. No, we were trying to come up with words where no results would come up in porn.
Oh.
So whisk.
That's
example.
A fun game.
And there are videos on XTube
I believe
that involve whisks.
You know, I told you that like I think if you can think of anything, especially sexually, that somebody's probably into it.
If you can think of anything, period.
Somebody's probably done it.
Right.
I was just like the other day, I was thinking, man, I wonder if anybody has watched Cujo, the movie, every day, like of their life.
Sexually?
No.
Or just in general.
Guess. You know what Cujo is?
I think it's about a dog.
We were talking about Cujo, the movie, and I was like, I bet somebody has. I'm like, how many times is the most time someone's seen Cujo? And then my brain was like, I bet someone has seen Cujo every
Corey
day.
Corey says this all the time where he's like,
If
you can think
of
it, somebody out there is doing
someone
it.
Someone out there.
Every day,
knows
Corey says
somebody
that.
Whose friend watches Cujo
You know
every
what?
Day.
I bet there's somebody out there who once said, I wonder if there's somebody out there who says, if you can think it, is somebody out there every day.
Maybe,
that's you. Maybe. You're fulfilling that person's I wonder if they're
maybe
out there.
It's like, that's my other half. That's the other like part
maybe
of my
Maybe it's the person
star.
Who just emailed for you to help them
I
and you're denying
know, and
them.
I just
that's your other
told
half.
Them no.
Wow.
Moving on. See, this is an excellent subject title that just really jumps out. Confronting a friend's lie.
Mm.
Doesn't that make you want to read it?
Yeah, click it.
I did. This is from A. A says, Corey and Tyler, I have a predicament and I want to hear your thoughts on it. I have a friend who, from the day I met her in college, has told our whole group of friends she has a boyfriend named Jack. We went to college out of state, so it wasn't weird that we never met him during school. We've been friends for 8 years now and live in the same city, yet nobody has ever seen him. There are no pictures of the two of them together, and she claims they live together. Finally, recently I met some of her high school friends who, when I asked if they had met Jack, hadn't even heard of him and thought she was single. It is clear to me that she is not in a relationship with a man named Jack and never has been.
I love the name Jack, though.
It's against my personality to play along and perpetuate stories like this, but I don't want to embarrass her and I still want to remain friends. Should I call her out on the lie?
Oh.
Thanks, A. And this is not the A from that show with person named A.
The PLL.
Oh, Pretty Little Liars. Yeah.
You know, I was at Disneyland the other day,
yeah.
And there's a Twitter account that's like spottings at Disneyland. Because I wanted
I
to
heard
see
spotting, I thought of something.
No, and I was because I always check it when I go. Listen, I always check it when I go because I want to keep an eye out for whoever's there.
Yeah.
And somebody, I think, one of those liars. That are pretty and little was there that day. What was the question?
Would you confront your friend about Jack?
Well, as a fellow pretty little liar, I would. Of course I would. Yeah, you have to. If they're your actual friend, I feel like the solid foundation for any friendship is honesty.
True.
Like, if you have a friendship that's based on
then
like,
why you always lie?
God, you're gross. No, I feel like there's a way to do it that's not gonna, like, yeah, she's gonna be embarrassed. Sorry. That's on her. Okay. But there's a way to do it that's tactful and not putting her on blast in front of other people, I would approach it delicately and be like, I don't know how I would word it, but I would do it just when you're one-on-one. I would not do it in front of other people. I would not do it in public. Maybe after you have like a hangout sesh and you're having a heart-to-heart, like I think I would set it up so that you are, I guess, getting more intimate as friends, and not just like out of the blue, you know, on the spur of the moment. Would you say something?
I think I would have
if
to.
I mean, they've been friends for years that I had a boyfriend. You've never met him.
Well, they've been friends for 8 years. That way, that's how long
eight
we've been.
8 years?
Can you imagine this whole? Imagine our friendship.
That is
the
ludicrous.
Length, the
no,
length
I didn't
of our
hear
friendship.
8 years.
8 years.
No, no, no.
And they met
literally
college.
Sit this girl down. If she's your friend, start clapping and be like, "Listen."
What if she's like?
I thought we were talking about like. They lived on your floor for
months.
A semester.
No, 8 years.
8 years, no. Sit her down and be blunt. I'm sorry. At that point, you need to just like...
Should I play like devil's advocate here?
Yes, yeah.
She should be like, oh, Jack made a pass at me.
Oh my God. Sitcom writer over here.
Catch her in her lie.
Oh my God. That's
Jack's
incredible.
Jack's been hitting on me.
You made me gasp and choke on my own air.
Well, shit.
Yes, that's how you do it. Say, well, what would you say he did?
Jack swiped me right on Tinder, and I didn't at first know it was him.
But he was in a picture with
like,
you.
And then he was like, listen, I know you're friends with so-and-so. I'd just spin that shit.
Wow, really just smoke her out. That's what that is.
I really would like a follow-up on this, like, she's gonna, I want A to confront her and then her to be like, well, let's go meet Jack right now. And
oh
it's just like
God.
This guy who she has been dating
and two
for
girls
years.
Just waiting at the airport and seeing who will
fly
quit
in.
First. No, who's gonna give up first?
This is
on
some
the
like
line.
Catfish. We should send this to Neve.
Yeah, send this to Neve.
Gosh, well, I think we left some good advice there.
A, you're welcome.
B, you're also welcome. I picked another question and it's literally from another A.
Mm, wow. A's got plenty of problems.
A. Maybe this is the PLLA.
Mm.
A says, hey guys, it's A.
I'd like
for this to be anonymous. You're welcome. I'm 16 years old and I started smoking a few months ago. I like the way it feels and sometimes the way it tastes, but I know it's bad for me. I want to get in shape and stuff and I really should stop smoking, but at this point I'm addicted and it's hard for me to stop. I've only been doing it for a few months, but it's really hard. I'm going away for the summer, so I think I might stop then. I'm afraid of lung cancer. I know this was my choice, but it still makes me terrified to think about dying. Sorry if this is too personal, but it's something I need help with, and I don't want to talk to my parents about it. Thank you.
That is a tough question. Like, yeah. Obviously, she – is a she or he? I don't know.
It's A.
They. why do I assume it's a she? I'm just imagining a smoking little girl. So whoever this is, they clearly want to quit.
Yeah.
Like that's first step. That's it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people out there don't want to quit or half-ass want to quit. I don't know. Have you ever smoked before?
I once had one cigarette to flirt with a guy when I was in college.
Me. Okay.
I don't even think I was.
Who was he?
You know him.
Do I?
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
His initials are MC.
Ew, no, you did not.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I would too. To
right?
flirt with him. Yeah.
Right.
Actually.
It works. I mean, spoiler alert.
Ew, wait, what?
It worked.
We have overlapping?
You knew that.
Oh my God.
Remember the like Titanic handprint story?
Oh, yep. You remember the outside the pizza place story?
Yeah, I do. Wow. Well, so A.
So
A.
You, oh, wait, we'll get back to A. So you flirted with him.
Yep.
With one cigarette. And did you like it? Did you?
No, I didn't. Like the whole time my body was like avidly against it. Like,
Sure.
Like, I feel like I've seen in movies people smoke and they're like, but I don't inhale. I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what, yeah.
I don't think I was inhaling.
I don't know what I was doing when I tried smoking when I was in high school. I thought we were like cool. We went and bought cigarettes.
Who bought them?
my older friends.
Wow. Yeah. The ones that are my age?
Yeah.
I'm going to text them.
I know.
Them they're bad
well,
friends.
I literally, there's pictures of us like at parties in high school smoking and with our digital camera taking pictures of us smoking.
And then,
it's
like,
so embarrassing. No offense to anybody that does it in their life. But like looking back at my own life, I'm like, what were we up to? Like taking selfies of us with smoke blowing at the digital camera. Anyway, I tried to smoke and I think I did it for like, I mean, not like a smoker, but like I would do it when I drank or around friends. And it was kind of like a thing. Like,
you were a social smoker.
I would say, yeah, when I was at the bar.
How long did you smoke?
I didn't like buy a pack to smoke. You know what I mean? Like
like roll it up in your shirt sleeve on the
side. No, shut up. If people were like at the bar and they're like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. If I were like hang out with them, I would go with them and have a cigarette with them.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
And now I'm like, oh, like I would like. Just...
That's what I hear from my friends who smoke.
It's such a thing.
They're like, it's
yeah.
a social thing.
It's
and
social
like everyone
thing.
Went outside to smoke. So I wanted to go too. Pressure got them.
It's one of those things where if it was part of my routine as part of going out that it in if I knew I was going out all the time, then it inadvertently also became part of what I would do all the time. Oh. And so I had to be like, ugh, that's like not the direction I want to go. Like, luckily, I never got.
Like
I never,
addicted.
Yeah, I never, addicted is such a harsh word, but I never like craved a cigarette. You know what I mean? Like, I was never about that. And maybe I was
craved
doing
a
it wrong.
Smoke.
Never craved a smoke.
Craved a smoke turkey.
And in my mind, there are a million reasons why I don't want to smoke. Like, superficial reasons, financial reasons. Like, it's gonna, there's yeah. a, it's literally detrimental for a million reasons. So A wants to quit.
I would.
She's 16. What would we say as to how?
I mean, if you've got it, I noticed that they said they didn't want to talk to their parents about it because they're probably going to get in trouble. But I mean, I would reach out to some sort of support system, whether it was family or friends, and just kind of said, hey, I started this. It's only been a few months, but I want to quit. I mean, they might be mad at first, but
yeah.
if you're coming to them wanting to quit, I mean, maybe.
If I were your dad and you said that to me, yeah, I'd be like, what are you up to, you dumb shit? But then I'd be like, thank God you asked me because I can help in some capacity.
Thank God you want to quit after just a couple months.
Right.
Because it's probably much easier now. I mean, that would be my advice. From the people I know who've smoked say the longer you do it, the harder it is to quit. So if you've only been doing it for a few months and you're feeling that urge to stop, I would say the sooner the better probably because it's going to be easier in the long run. But I don't know. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
I don't like smoking.
I would say if you are curious as to ways to quit, go online, find some resources. There's plenty of things if you
Google it.
And there's, I was looking up, you know, reasons to quit smoking. It is just like, when you read stuff like this, it's like, oh my gosh, in your head, you can't make it logical to continue.
I mean, those, like, Warrigan's drug commercials worked on me as a child.
Oh, my gosh. Those commercials?
Like, I hated the fried egg being your brain on drugs.
Oh, well, that's, like, about, like, heroin and stuff, I think.
Oh,
but
not a cigarette.
Not a single cigarette. We used to smoke clove cigarettes.
I hate all of your smoking stories.
I know.
We used to smoke hams. You know I'm a butcher's boy.
I would rather smoke a ham.
Yeah, same.
I Googled reasons to quit smoking and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Did you Google like resources?
Not resources as to how to quit, but I did, but then it came up with 10 reasons to quit smoking. And I'm like, reading this is enough for me. If I were a smoker, I'd be like, you lose your sense of smell and taste. Did you know that?
The first thing I thought about missing the smell and taste of was strawberries.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Sure. You smell like smoke. That would be. And it's like one of those things where you don't even think about it. I'm just more concerned about you losing your sense of smell and taste. Premature aging.
I literally Googled this and it was like, here are some daily challenges and quick practice tips to quit smoking. And it's just like really easy little things. So, I mean, there are resources out there. Google it. Exercise. Pick up running.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things.
One of my friends said they just needed to find something to like keep them busy. Because that was when they found themselves wanting to smoke.
And yeah, think about when you actually do smoke. Is it during a break at work? Is it after school? Is it because of the people you surround yourself with? try to figure out what has been different and who or what is kind of bringing smoking into your life, and assess if that is the type of environment that you want to be in. If that, like, cause imagine if you take yourself out of that, whatever that is, would that fix the issue? And if you place yourself in something else, like a sport or an activity, is that the type of atmosphere that will encourage the behavior that you're wanting to get rid of, whether it's smoking or whatever it is? Is it the people around you? Is it the places that you put yourself in? Think about those things.
I like it. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
We've got a question from Jay.
Sure.
The letter, not the name. Jay says, I'm an openly gay teen who goes to a private Christian school in Georgia. I have known and accepted that I was gay since I was little, but did not come out until 8th grade, and I am now in 11th. When I did come out, all of my guy friends instantly distanced themselves from me. Close to 3 years later, I notice a lack of male influence in my life, and I miss male company. Most of the boys do not have an issue with us gays, but are afraid to be seen with me. How do I combat this? Do I combat this? And I really want to be friends with some of them. Thanks so much. Let me know what you think.
That is annoying. That's such a bummer. Like, there are the thought that there are places out there, like, we are in such a bubble where we don't, here in LA, we don't even think about it. You know what I mean? Like, especially in West Hollywood, we don't even think about people not getting us personally as we walk around, as we do activities, as we're part of groups, blah, blah, blah. And there are definitely places out there where these, I guess, straight guys or closeted guys, maybe that's why they're distancing themselves, are literally petrified to be associated. It's a bummer because it's this assumption that you are predatory in some way, that you're trying to sleep with every guy that you see, and, like, you know, or that, like, maybe there's this connotation in your, you know, community that it's a negative thing to be, and if they associate themselves with you, that makes you like them. And I don't know. Do you think that's something that Jay should say to them? Is that something that they should? What do you think?
I definitely understand where you're coming from. It is a bummer. I was thinking that, I mean, he's still in high school, and yeah, it's Georgia, and it sounds like it's a Christian high school.
Oh, it's in Georgia.
Yeah. But it's like, you're,
because I'm just thinking, I just think of, no, not about Georgia. I just think of, like, the South, and I think, yeah, of how different that is from my personal upbringing. And, like, it's just a bummer.
My thought process was that it certainly might be the case now while, right, you're in high school. And especially if it's a smaller Christian school. I know what it was like to go to a small high school. And I think that was one of the reasons I didn't come out, was because everybody knew everybody. And I felt the same way. Like, some of the guys would kind of distance themselves from me. But I just wanted to say I don't think it's always going to be that way. I definitely, once I went to college, once I got into, like, the work environment, whatever I chose after high school, it's like you're kind of unfortunately always going to come across people, whether they're male or female, who might try to distance themselves from you once they're gay. And that's just going to be their decision. And I think the point of the story is that there are people out there who will want to be your friend. And I think it is something that it's nice. I mean, I think it's really great that you know that you miss that straight male companionship, because I know some gay people who only hang out with other gay guys and gay girls. And I think that's, like I said, good that you are seeking out that friendship. And maybe it's not going to be right now while you're in high school, but just know there are straight men out there who aren't going to always think that you're hitting on them, or, right, that you want to date them, and that a platonic relationship and friendship can totally exist between the two of you.
Right. I think that's the biggest thing that I would take away from that. Corey's totally right, where what you're going through now is not going to be forever. And, like, you know, even if you stay in that town, even if you, or if you move, or, you know, I think the older you get, the more comfortable you'll be with yourself. It will not be like this forever. So stick through it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. I totally validate that it sucks now, if that's the case. And, you know, the people that I remember distancing themselves from me back when I was coming out are the type of people who come back around. Like, I feel like...
Yeah. I mean, honestly...
I have gotten messages from people on Facebook, like, from people that I'm like, do you remember, like...
I'm the same way. I think you and I were having conversations.
Yeah,
we were just talking about this. People from high school adding me on Facebook, or adding me on Facebook now, and I'm like, do you remember like being an asshole to me in high school and like calling me like gay sliders? Some of them I don't even friend to give them.
Right, I don't give them like that.
But I mean, I get what you're saying. It's like, especially in high school. I mean, everybody I feel like is so worried about what other people think, and it's a shame that they spend so much of their time worrying about that. But I mean, yeah, if you're in 11th grade, hopefully before you graduate, you are able to make some friends with some straight guys who get it. And if not, just know that that's not how all straight guys are.
And if you're listening, and if you are an ally to the LGBTQ plus community, it's hard for you to kind of understand the aloneness that I guess a lot of people coming to terms with their identity might feel, because you're represented everywhere. Like in media, in your school, you're not, I'm sure there are ways that you might feel ostracized, but when it comes to identity, you're represented. And so if you can be inclusive to those people, because they might not say it. They might not say, wow, I'm going through this. I'm feeling this. If you can just actively think and consciously be inclusive to them, it might make the world of difference. And a gay kid at your school, whether they're out or not, might feel alone. And if you actively choose to be inclusive to them, that could make their entire experience that much better. So you don't have to force them out. That's not what this is about, of being an ally. It's more of being there for them and being their friend. Because if you listen to this question, it's like, he doesn't really know what to do. So if you can be that for him, that's all that he would ask for, I think. That's all I would ask for. Okay, next question.
Well, I think we have time for one more question.
Okay.
This one is from C, and he says, Tyler and Corey, I love the show. Anyway, I like this girl, and I'm not sure how she feels about me or how to ask her. Sorry, this is so long.
That's not long at all, C. Okay, so this...
guy being very short for words, and he's very nervous.
Oh my god, that is how precious.
This girl.
So he likes a girl, and he doesn't know how to tell her, or doesn't know how
he doesn't know how she feels, or how to like tell her.
Mm.
I was just gonna be like, see, you've gotta just do it.
Oh my god, no!
I believe in young love.
I do believe in young love.
but wait, don't you?
How
think-
do you? I guess the question is, how do you read other people if you have a crush on them?
Now that I'm old and 31, I'm like, you know how many people I wish I would have just said,
right,
I like you too immediately, because if they don't feel it,
bam, you can move on.
You can find a new person.
Oh my god, yeah.
Right? Doesn't that sound so nice?
Like, I guess the feeling of being strung along, or the feeling of like wasting so much time figuring out how you feel. Like, if I just, yeah, I feel like I could have condensed a lot of stress and hard work.
Right.
And just ripped the Band-Aid off.
Right.
Whether for good or bad.
Write it in a little note. Here's fold it. Do that like origami fold into a heart.
Oh my god, yes. Do that. What's that thing?
Where you turn a dollar bill into a bow tie?
No, no. No, you fuck. Were you?
Oh, have you ever seen when they turn those dollar bills into a ring?
Yes.
I love those.
Okay.
God, that'll be my wedding ring someday.
Well, that's literally turning a dollar bill or a million into a ring just because you pay for it.
Yeah, $1
physically.
Ring.
Oh, okay, sure.
I'm gonna be like, every time I come around the city,
no,
bling, bling.
So how do you tell your crush you like them? You
probably like hide it at the bottom of a butter.
Ew, I did! Oh my god. Once I asked a girl to prom, this doesn't matter. You don't care.
I
put it in a tub of butter and then, anyway. It was me figuring out straight things.
Yeah.
So.
Butter always makes straight things better.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I would get to know them, the person you like.
Yeah.
And what's the worst thing that's going to happen if you ask them out? The worst thing is they're going to say no. But that means, wow, you have all the time that you would have wasted.
Right.
just mulling it over.
And
now ahead of you.
I think if this is your first time telling somebody, well, it's only going to make it more natural and make you more confident in telling people how you feel, which I think just sets you up for a wonderful life.
Yes.
And it's like once you do it the first time, it just gets easier, whether they say yes or no. And like Tyler was saying, if they say no, then.
But also,
you
don't
get to
be like, I would say, don't be like out of the blue if you've never spoken to them before, blurting it out like, I like you. Get to know them.
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe you don't even like them.
Like, if that's just like a hottie with a body.
Yeah. Because, like, when I was in high school, I was like scoping out boys. But
oh,
I never
see,
spoke to
I mean, this is what's
life.
Funny. I guess we do need a little more context because you're thinking of like, you're picturing your high school where it was like a million people.
Well, it was not a million people, but you could definitely blend in and somebody, you could live your life in the same grade and not ever even speak to somebody.
My high school was so small. You knew everyone's like shoe size.
Oh, shit. Well, okay. So if you're at a school like mine and you kind of blend in, but you like know each other, you may be in a class together, but like you've never really even like hung out.
Yeah.
That's so different. I would say maybe you don't even
this
like
doesn't
them.
Even
get
say,
to know them.
Maybe they're in college. Maybe they see her at Starbucks.
God. Maybe you guys are elderly.
Oh my God.
We don't, how dare we ageistly?
I say tell them. It's only going to turn your life around.
Don't tell them yet. I say get to know them. See if you actually do like them. See, and pick up their cues. You can read their body language. You can read their
like
how they
if
treat
she's
you.
Serving like a flirt alert.
Yeah. Here's what's up. Here, I think this is important. Look at how you text. Look at how you talk. Mm. Read the messages and the signals she tells you. If she's blunt and not really responsive and she's not really giving you much and you're always the one asking her things, if you're always the one trying to hang out with her, don't make excuses for her. Like, are you, like, is she showing interest in you?
Well,
I think that's a thing to look into.
I can't wait to hear from all of these people that we answered questions of today. I mean, because I'm sure they're going to report back with the answers.
Let us know. I wish you good luck.
You were going to say, let us pray.
Let us pray.
Let us pray for all these people who sent in questions. And if you have questions for our next advice episode, feel free to email them at psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. And spell my name right, please.
Yeah, and be sure to use the subject line for
six
words that are going to catch our attention about your question.
Well, this C person, they put a smiley face in the subject box, and I thought it was one that I had flagged to read. They just slipped right past me.
Huh.
It turned out to work out well for them.
Would you look at that?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter. Hopefully this advice helps. Like we always say, we're not... licensed or anything. This is just
we're not good at anything.
Couple of bros, couple of jocks dishing out that advice.
Some
to
big
our
bros
little babies.
To our little scabies
and to our older mommies and daddies.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the podcast, and good luck with your lives. Bye.
Bye.